We're going to talk now a little bit about a festival which is coming up in our area, and it's at Mass Mocha, and it's an annual event. I wouldn't know if it was a festival or not, but it certainly looks like one to me. We've been covering it for the past couple of years. Fresh Grass is back at Mass Mocha, September 14th, 15th, and 16th in North Adams, Massachusetts. You can find out more about Fresh Grass at freshgrass.com, freshgrass.com on the web. But right now we've got a member of a band. I do believe that's going to be performing at the event. Let's welcome in Billy Keene. Billy, nice to speak to you today.
Yeah, great speaking with you. Thanks for chatting with me.
No, that's okay. First of all, let's talk a little bit about your band and the band that you play in. You play in Whiskey Treaty Roadshow?
That's right. Yeah, the Whiskey Treaty Roadshow. We've been playing together for about 4 years now. We played Fresh Grass last year, and we're very excited to play it again this year.
First of all, I always love how'd you come up with the name of the band?
Sure. Yeah, well, you know, to not take up too much of your morning here, I can tell you, originally, there was a festival in Greenfield called the Whiskey Treaty, which was thrown by Susie Hanna, the wife of founding band member Tori Hanna. Those of us who performed at the festival fronted our own individual bands, but then all of us lead singers got together down in New York over the period of a few months and played shows together down in Brooklyn and Manhattan. And realized that people enjoyed that eclectic nature of having multiple singer-songwriters leading one performance. So that blended with kind of one of my passions for old-timey, vaudeville performance. We thought that a road show was in order. We figured we'd take it around for a few shows in a brief tour, which we did back in 2014. So the name, the Whiskey Treaty Road Show, though it sounds pretty unique, is actually pretty organic.
It's a great name. And so now you've all been together for 4 years. Now, do you still play with other bands and use this band as a separate band, kind of like the Traveling Wilburys?
In a way, we do. Most of us still have our solo careers, and several of us have side projects. Chris Miranda comes to mind. He fronts the wheel, and also he plays with the Picky Bastards quite often. But this particular project, the Whiskey Treaty Roadshow, has really taken off over the past few years. And frankly, our manager keeps us so busy that it is the challenge to maintain any other projects. So this has become our primary for sure.
We're speaking with Billy Keene once again of Whiskey Treaty Roadshow. Now, you're out of Pittsfield, right?
You got it. That's right.
So actually, playing at some place like Mass Mocha, especially at Fresh Grass, must be a kick because it's the area, you're homegrown.
You got it. It's exactly true. And we anytime we get a chance to play locally, we jump on that because seeing friendly faces in the crowd, it's wonderful. You know, we love touring. We're out in California, Oregon. We often go to Virginia, Philly, but those are wonderful. We've got great fans all over the country at this point. But there's nothing like performing at a homegrown festival, especially one that's so professional and just well-run as Fresh Grass at Mass Mocha.
You know, Mass Mocha is an incredible place. There's still so many people that don't understand how big and how great of an entertainment space that is. And I don't mean just live music. I'm talking about just about every form of any kind of art. What they do there is absolutely amazing.
You're right. I agree. My wife and I are members, and we'll often go up to catch the James Turrell exhibit, I would suggest, in particular, which I think was new as of this past year, but it's just absolutely astounding. But Joe Thompson, director of the museum, Sue Killam, these folks, Jody Joseph, who takes a big lead in Fresh Grass, these folks are a huge boon to our county, to our area, frankly, to our country at this point. I think Mass Mocha might be one of the biggest contemporary art museums that you have the ability to go to. You know, it's just an incredible place. I would say, though, if you're visiting for the first time, try and get 2 or 3 days because there's quite a lot of square footage to get through.
Now, looking at the lineup for this year, and it's an unbelievable lineup. I mean,
Flogging Molly, right?
I mean, Flogging Molly, Indigo Girls, Ricky Skaggs, Yonder Mountain mm-hmm. String Band, Bella Fleck. I mean, It's a really great mixture of new contemporary, well, I don't mean type of music, but contemporary artists, and also of some older artists as well, and some artists that people have never heard about. That, I think that's one of the great things about what Fresh Grass does.
Oh, yeah. They really, it's the broad spectrum of themes, music, like you said, contemporary versus maybe somebody who's been around a little bit longer. The Indigo Girls, we have a funny history of, this is probably the fourth or fifth festival that we've played where they've been on the lineup. So maybe we should try and convince some folks to do a write-in campaign, get them to sing some songs with us or something. It's I'm not sure how this happened. Maybe our booking agents there are working together on this, but we actually saw them out at Kate Wolf in California. We saw them at some other festivals over the years, so I'm looking forward to catching their set again, particularly.
Well, once again, the Fresh Grass Festival is happening Friday, September 14th, Saturday, September 15th, and Sunday, September 16th. Friday, it starts at 6 p.m., Saturday, 10:30 in the morning, and goes till at least midnight, and Sunday is the same thing where it's a real big event. What days are you playing there?
We're playing on Friday, so all you folks listening, make sure you get out there nice and early. We'll be at the No Depression stage, which is the second largest stage right in the brick courtyard. And I wish I had my set time in front of me, but it's just going to force folks to go to the website to check out the lineup there. But we'll be on Friday. Make sure you get your tickets, and we look forward to seeing everybody there.
Now let's talk a little bit about your website where people can get more information about you.
Sure.
I went to thewhiskeytreaty.com.
Yep.
That's it. And basically it gives more information about you. Before we leave, you've got a song on YouTube on your website, Leave Your Light On. I'm going to play a little bit of that when we finish. Is that the traditional Leave Your Light On, or is that a different Leave Your Light On, or your take of the traditional?
Well, you know, that's actually one of my tunes I wrote a few years ago. I like there's a story behind that. You know, when the singer-songwriter starts out, you write a lot of love songs. I don't know why that happens. It's just one of those things. And then when you get a little bit older and you get into a relationship, you find that a lot of your songs end up revolving around apologizing. So that Leave Your Light On is actually a nice blend of heartfelt apology and a confession of love. So I hope you enjoy it. It's not the traditional, though. It's become traditional for us because every time we play a set, even if we haven't included it in our set list, the fans end up chanting for it, and we typically end up playing it. So folks who come out to the festival will probably hear us playing Leave Your Light On this year.
Well, for people that have been in relationships for a long time, it's probably a hashtag Leave Your Light On from the Whiskey Tour.
Oh, I like that. Nice. Yes, absolutely. Hashtag Leave Your Light On.
Billy, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us, and have fun at Fresh Grass.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for the early phone call. I hope you didn't hear my cat too loudly in the background. And I hope to see you at the festival.
Yeah, let's put it this way. We've got two cats at the station. I've got four rescue cats at home. And we at the station, we have a total of like six rescue cats. So we love
hey,
cats and
mind.
Dogs. We love cats and dogs. All right. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks very much.
Take care. That's a Fresh Grass Festival coming up. And yes, going to play a few moments if you leave your light on.
I admit I've had a drink or two. If you'll admit, ain't no one could ever mean what I mean for you. And I admit it's quite the same for me. If you'll admit, the best things in life never come easily. So leave your light on, baby.
Keane is amazing. Out of anybody I've ever played with, like, he's the most beautiful voice I've ever heard. He is a soulful musician.
Well, I admit sometimes I spend all day in bed.
Hey, you hear it. Whiskey Treaty Roadshow. They'll be at the Fresh Grass Festival. We thank Billy for obviously getting up early in the morning and joining us once again. Fresh Grass runs Friday the 14th, Saturday the 15th, and Sunday the 16th. At Mass Mocha, more information, freshgrass.com. That is freshgrass.com on the web.